Now black clouds, they hover. Black nights, they long. Black valley, I'm in it. Black out, I'm gone. Black Bible, I open. Black piece on my neck. Black bottle of oil. Black out when I press. Worship, worship, worship till I black out. Worship, worship, worship till I black out. Worship, worship, worship till I black out. And silly move, I ain't coming back out. Now worship is my weapon. Hands up when I'm stressing. Cause I prayed hard and I stayed dog. And it's about time for my blessing. Thank God, grace long, break for me, I stretch it. Hate storms, they shape stars. All I do is keep pressing. Dream chasing, no resting. Strong faith, but I'm flexing. And the first angel that steps down, that's the first angel I'm wrestling with. Word in me, I read it. Earth bow when I said it. Work for me, I let it. Work more when I live it, get it. I slip jelly, but my old man say me killer. Mercy new like every day, it never look familiar. I tell my sin, hope you can swim, I'm about to cry a river. I'm not condemned, cause when I slip, that's not what God remember. Name dropper, train stopper, game blocker, chain popper, fake rocker, chase abba, snake stomper, way harder, face faller, straight talker, flame walker, rain warner, chain sparker, day stalker, blackout, Satan's a gone.
Now black clouds, they hover, black nights, they long. Black valley, I'm in it. Black out, I'm gone. Black Bible, I open. Black piece on my neck. Black bottle of oil. Black out when I press. Worship, worship, worship till I black out. Worship, worship, worship till I black out. Worship, worship, worship till I black out.
Yeah.
Until he moves,
yeah.
I ain't coming back out.
I was singing to the Lord a new song. Keep his praise in my mouth like I chew songs. I ain't perfect, but this worship been reduced wrong. So I plug into the power like a two-pronged. Faith too strong, I feel like I'm Shadrach. And I won't bow to no false god, make false fires I laugh at. The Jewish are the chosen people of God, homie, and that's that. I'm an Afro-American worshiper, prostrate, that's flat black. Oil on me, I'm soaking. Glory stains with my loafers. Die daily, that's boss status. Shit, cop a hearse and get chauffeur. Trials come, but I'm focused. Aim set on these souls. The Holy Ghost must love rap, cause he keep crashing my shows. My frenemies, my footstools. The only reason we close. Them little jabs I ate, that's two time in my foes. My true vine is exposed. The Trinity, my source. I want back what's been stolen, and I'm taking it by force.
Now black clouds, they hover. Black nights, they long. Black valley, I'm in it. Black out, I'm gone. Black Bible, I open. Black piece on my neck. Black bottle of oil. Black out when I press. Worship, worship, worship till I black out. Worship, worship, worship till I black out. Worship, worship, worship till I black out. Until he moves, I ain't coming back out.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
5, 4, 3, 2 One, fire.
Candid Convo family, what's going on? It is officially the month of May. Today is the 4th, and if you have seen the flyer, then you already know that we have a special guest and we're kicking things off in a real way, in a hype way. We just kicked the show off with the K-Star featuring Flyboy Blackout track, and I love that joint. Also, you know, alongside the two hosts that does the most, Tavy So Wavy in the building and Marta the Greatest, man. How y'all feeling tonight?
Ooh, yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Time to go, man. It's a Tuesday. You know what it is.
Yes, sir. Only way we do this right is by giving an applause to our guest, the homie Diamond. If you guys have never heard of who Diamond is, he is a member of Hog Maw Millennium. And if you guys have never heard of Hog Maw, then hopefully you have heard of Seven, because he is the one that, you know, that started and founded the group known as Hog Maw.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to get Diamond on the show. And, of course, we got some lit topics and we got some lit music. So hopefully you guys are ready to, you know, strap in and stay tuned, because Diamond is here, ladies and gentlemen. And Diamond, man, are you there, bro?
I'm here, family. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Round of applause for the gentleman joining us on tonight. Round of applause.
That was Marlene. Good.
Definitely appreciate you, Fandon, and giving us the opportunity to have you on the show to discuss topics that we thought were eye-catching in the news articles this past week. How was your Tuesday?
Oh, man, it was cool, man. Some time with the family.
Hey, man, that's what's up. Family, man, I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. So, Marty the Greatest, how was your Tuesday?
Hey, man, Tuesday was busy. You know, but hey, busy days are good days, you know what I'm saying? Days that you ain't busy, you ain't making no money, or you ain't living. It's either one of them. I love busy days.
Hey, man. And Tavy, what about you? How was your Tuesday, sis?
It was all right, but it was busy, but I was able to get some laughs out of it because, you know, my manager, she was right alongside me, and I made them laugh, so I like doing that. That's part of my humor. So it was good.
Eat somebody's dick.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. We got it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So, Marty, what is the first topic that we're talking about on this Tuesday evening, sir?
Man, now, I'm just going to put it out there because you asked it in a production meeting, so I'm a bite off it because I like the question. And I guess we'll start off with, you know, our guest, Diamond. Diamond, have you ever seen a president or a presidential candidate visit a black-owned business? Have you even heard of it?
Nah, I can't say I have, unfortunately, fam. Mm-hmm.
Tavy?
Never.
Lisa? Anything?
I have not. I have not. Not at all.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because our very own Madam Vice President, the first African-American president, the first specific Asian, you know, president, vice president, decided to stop at a black-owned business, just random. And guess where she did it at? In your own backyards of Cincinnati City. Bro, what was your reaction when you seen this in the news?
Bro, first and foremost, Vice President Harris stopping through Cincinnati was just shocking altogether. And then secondly, for her to stop at a black-owned business called Black-Owned here in Cincinnati, it was definitely a shocker. It was unannounced. The owner had no idea what was happening. When the car pulled up with the tinted windows and her entourage popped out, man, he didn't know what to think. He was like, what is happening? Who is this? So I'm glad that it happened in Cincinnati this past Friday, downtown on M Street. If you guys are in Cincinnati, M Street is the place to be. M Street downtown and Vine Street downtown. Those are the two streets and places to be, because they have the restaurant and the clothing line. And so if you are ever in Cincinnati and you're looking for some new swag or some new drip, definitely stop by Vine Street. And there's There's literally stores up and down Vine Street. You can't walk past the store because it's a store on every block. But no, I have never heard of a vice president or president stopping by a black-owned corporation. And she stopped by a black-owned. Mm. And they've been around for quite a few years. And you see all the different brands, jackets, hoodies, shirts, and everything for men and women. So I'm glad that she stopped by to support one of the local businesses here in Cincinnati. Diamond, what are your thoughts about a vice president or president stopping by a black-owned business or a local independent business in your city?
No, that's real dope, man. It needs to happen more often, most definitely. I'd like to see the president himself follow her lead.
Oh, come on, man.
So not only did she stop by Black Owned, but apparently she stopped by Black Coffee, which is another, I don't know if that's a sister company of Black Owned, but Black Coffee is something new. It started in 2018, maybe 2019, and it's also downtown as well. She stopped by both of those Black Owned businesses and just to show support. And, man, I didn't know that now, but shout out to Channel 9 News for covering that topic and giving us that exclusive information.
Mm.
All right. Well, that's it for Kamala Harris. But on to more political news, Marty. You said that Senator Scott said that America isn't racist. What?
Bro.
You want to give us a little more detail about that?
Bro, that's not it for Kamala Harris. I'm sorry, because now that we didn't talk about something good, Tim Scott, we're going to kick it off with Senator Tim Scott. And mind you, for the audience and the guests listening, Tim Scott is the only black senator at this point in our United States Congress. He's the only one. We only have one black senator, and that's it. He's the guy. And he normally, President Biden, he did his first State of the Union address. And normally when the president do a State of the Union address, the opposite party comes out and do a rebuttal. Well, it was Tim Scott's turn to do the rebuttal. So they must have thought that Joe Biden was going to talk about a whole bunch of race, because most of his speech was about race. But Joe Biden only talked about race for like 20 minutes, and his speech was like an hour and a half long. So, but in this speech, this man decided to come out and say that America is not a racist country. Now, I have to give this preface because I want to get I have to preface it with this because I want to get y'all opinion. But and also in the same speech, he talked about, he mentioned some people who was wrongfully killed by police. And in the same speech, he hearkened his own situation where he has been, you know, discriminated against. And he tried to throw up in there that there are also liberals, meaning Democrats, who call him Uncle Tom and the N-word. So even if they are Democrats, they are independent, if they calling you Uncle Tom and the N-word, you still trying to say America not racist? Now, this is where Kamala Harris come in, because they asked Kamala Harris about his comments, and they asked her, do she think America is racist? She says, no, I don't think America is racist, but we have systemic racism, problems. So with that being said, brethren, Diamond, do you think America's racist?
Absolutely. I think they're being completely ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Unfortunately, it obviously is. That's why they was talking about it. I don't know how they gave examples of racism and then said that it's not. She used the word systemic racism is a problem. How can systemic racism be a problem in a country that's not racist?
Right.
Yeah. It's a major problem. And
yeah.
it seems to be promoted at the same time they're saying that it's not. That's crazy. That's ridiculous, man. That's frustrating, to be real. It actually needs to be addressed. I believe it's one of the most important problems that we have as a country. And we need to put a lot more time into it. Trying to sweep something under the rug that's as blatant as that is not going to help anything.
Exactly.
And it's only going to add fuel to the fire, the problems that's already going on. That's ridiculous, man. Yeah, that's frustrating. You would try to say it.
Oh, my God, Diamond.
You give examples.
Oh, my God, Diamond. You attack the problem. You attack the problem straight on. He said, tell us truth, shame the devil. We not about to sugarcoat.
Yep.
David, you got the same reaction?
Yes, but that don't make any sense. Like, I just say, make it make sense, because,
right.
You can't say one thing and say another. That, like, what? Where did you get that from? Like, what was you thinking in the first place when you said that? I mean, like, really, that is crazy. Crazy to me. Like, she should never said that. Like,
neither one of
us. I don't understand.
I just want to know what is there to gain by saying it doesn't exist. I don't understand what they're gaining.
They make the majority of white people feel good.
Yeah.
That they black.
Which is racist by nature. that's promoting racism. Let's encourage racism by making the white people feel like it's where they're not racist. Yeah, that's terrible.
Right.
That's terrible. Especially if you use a word
like,
as strong
okay.
as systemic.
I think the audience is looking like, what? Yeah.
Please jump in on it, bro. Come on, I know
you got the rant waiting
in the clip.
I know that America is racist. And regardless of what the vice president says, everything is in, you know, black and white. There's videos being recorded and everything. On the white end and on the black end and on the Asian end, there has been, in 2021 alone, it has been numerous killings of different nationalities, especially black in 2020 and Asians in this year. So for them to say that America is not racist, I need them to put down the crack pot and pick up a Bible. Because it's real out here.
I agree.
And this is why you watch Candy Combo.
Okay. We speak the truth. Okay.
So we started on a positive note, y'all. And then we had to go on that negative note because we all know that racism does exist in America. Unfortunately, still one of the greatest countries in the world. We are still glad to be Americans, right? We're still glad to be Americans,
amen.
Right, y'all?
Yes, we
amen.
Are.
But we just because we're glad to be Americans don't mean we're not going to speak truth to power. That's just, I mean, we also Americans, we people, some of people of colors, you know, but we Christians, but it stopped at Christians. God's people got to speak truth. So we hope in the future that it won't be racist. But close on a positive note, y'all. So like I mentioned earlier, President Joe Biden gave his first State Union speech. And he got up to the podium. And I don't know if y'all, hey, Tavy, have you seen a State of the Union speech?
I don't think I have. When
did it happen?
Like,
it happens like every quarter.
It does happen every quarter. Yeah. Unfortunately, I was too busy with putting Tristan to bed when Biden was doing his speech, so I didn't get a chance to see it.
Okay. Diamond, have you ever seen a State of the Union speech?
I've seen it. I didn't see the one you're talking about. I haven't seen the most recent one.
Okay. So, I mean, I didn't see this one too, but I'm kind of, you know, a little bit have mixed feelings that I missed the beginning of it, because in the beginning, what happens is that there's this military guy, and he calls out to the speaker, which is, of course, is a woman by the name of Nancy Pelosi, and he says, either if it's a guy, he said, Mr. Speaker, or since it's a woman, in this case, he said, Madam Speaker, the President of the United States,
president come in, shake all, you know, people, hands, supporters, senators, whatnot. So, and then once the president gets to the podium, he and everybody's finished clapping and sit down, the first words he says is, Mr. Vice President, I mean, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President. The reason why he says Mr. Speaker first is because the speaker has to invite the president to give the State of the Union. The president cannot just come to get the State of the Union. I know a lot of people didn't know that. So you also learned some stuff on Candid Convo. The president have to invite, I mean, the speaker of the House have to invite the president to get the State of the Union. If the speaker of the House do not invite the president, then the president will have to find other means to do it. And he won't be able to do it in the home, the Capitol. So I'm going on too long. So basically what happened is that this was the first time in history that a president got to say, Madam Speaker and Madam Vice President. So that's pretty powerful. That and he stopped and he acknowledged that that's the first time a president uttered those words to address two women in two of the most powerful positions in the land or in the world to be held by a woman. It's been a long time coming. But Tavy, what do you think about to hear something like that?
Like, I don't know, it kind of blows away. It's different for me. Like, I didn't, you know, most time I don't be knowing what's going on until it comes up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like what? like, you know, just blows me away. Certain topics, things that they speak about and stuff. Especially when it comes in the news, and I get speechless on some things that I don't.
Yeah. Hey,
you sound
emotional.
you sound like you
done got emotional.
Give her a tissue, bro. She about to cry on the show, man.
She about to cry. Which I mean, rightfully so. You know, you being a woman, hearing two women being in two of the most powerful parts of the land, but I mean, Diamond, what you thought about it? I mean, hear that.
That's dope for sure, man. I love it, man. It's definitely something for these young girls in the country to look up, man, and see anything's possible for them, man. I love it.
Sure. BCO, I know you got your thoughts on it, man. Laid on.
Just to piggyback off of what our guest Diamond said, it gives the young girls hope that they don't have to be, you know, like a basketball player or a doctor. They could be the Vice President of the United States or the Speaker or a Senator or just any other position or anything else that they want to do in the world, not just in America, but in the world. You could be anything you want to be and do anything you want to do. And with the president addressing the senator and the vice president both as madam, it shows that women and girls can be empowered to do whatever they put their minds to.
Now, y'all forgive me. I'm going to take us to church for one second. All right. Y'all remember when they brought the lady to Jesus because she cheated on her husband and they wanted to stone her? Right?
Yes.
Everybody remember that? So that was the normal thing to do back in those days, was to stone somebody who slept with who basically, you know, messed over their spouse. So, but the fact of the matter is Jesus, you know, he did the uncommon thing. He did that, and I think most of it, he did the uncommon thing only because, you know, he realized that we need to give people grace, allow people to see if people's lives can change. So I say all of that to tie it into the story that imagine how further we would have been if it didn't take until 2009 to get a first black president, or 2021 to get a first female vice president, or however long it took for us to get a first madam speaker. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope people are taking from these days and age that let's stop being so close-minded, even if it don't make no sense to us. I mean, feel like all the stuff that's hot buttons right now, the gay stuff, the LGBTQ, you know, whatever situation. Of course I disagree with it, but I keep an open mind and open mind enough to let people do what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? Because if you shut somebody down, how is it going to affect other people in the world? And I hope that people see this and we try to change. We try to change faster. We try to change faster. You know, us as Christians, we got to stay to the word of God. But, I mean, still, we can still be adjustable in our mindset while still clinging to the word of God. I mean, especially if it's just not, I'm not going to hate you on your choice. That's all we got to do. We can still stand on the word of God and not hate somebody on your choice. All right, that's my soapbox for tonight. We got some music.
Well, thank you. Unfortunately, I do have some music, but our guest is a musician. He is a rapper, like I mentioned, from Hog Mall. Diamond, what made you want to be a guest on tonight's show?
Oh, man, homie Alicia asked me, man. So I appreciate the platform.
I definitely appreciate that. I remember when the 2020 Cypher came out last October, and you was the first one to rap.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, he has like a laser on the Bible. Like, he's really shooting at faith.
Yeah.
Like, why is he so, why are they spazzing like that? Like, it should be illegal the way that Hog Mob spazzed on his 2020 Cypher. And you, in my opinion, you stood out the most to me. The bars, everything, and then the Bible with the beam at the end. I was like, come on, man, this guy is really out here, you know, targeting that Satan, trying to confiscate some souls through his lyrics. And then I made a comment about interviewing you, and then you replied to my comment on YouTube. You gave me your Instagram, followed you, you followed me back. You had something to happen with your Instagram account, but you started a new one. And then you reached out.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was really late at night. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, something crazy. And I was like, this is the opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. And I know I should be asleep, but you gave me this opportunity to be up. And you followed me, and I jumped in your inbox, and then we set it up. So I'm glad that you are able to be on the show tonight. But can you tell us just a little bit of your testimony that we don't hear in your lyrics?
The quick version, man. I'm from South Dade, Miami. Came up, I mean, basically, you know, it was a very rough area, man, involved in basically a criminal my whole life, selling drugs, dealing with gangs, violence, crime, you know, pretty much like I say, I spent my entire adult life as a criminal. And as that path does, before I say how crime did me, I want to make a side note that this is what sin does, period, to anyone. You didn't have to be a criminal. Right. You know what I'm saying? I want people to understand that whatever it is that your sin is that you get involved in, whatever your life of sin is, it will slowly pull you down, right? Sin is the open door in the flesh that allows the demonic. And the demonic, right, once we allow the enemy in, it's slowly going to tear you apart, right? So the enemy's job is to destroy you. And he uses your fleshly desires to open doors to get in to destroy you. And he's either going to destroy you fast or slowly, right? And in my case, while I destroyed a lot of my friends more fast, unfortunately, I lost a whole lot of friends. It destroyed me much slower. you know, by the grace of God as well. But by the time I was grown, sin had completely drove me crazy, and that's why I put the side note. I want anybody to know that as you get older, as you get further away from God, and you feel yourself dealing with problems in life, right? Even mm-hmm. mental problems, right? People call it, it's funny that people acknowledge battling demons, right? Everybody has their demons to battle, but they only use that figuratively when it's really literal, right?
Yeah.
Whatever demons you love in your life, they are going to destroy you, and they're going to pull you down, and next thing you know, you're going to find yourself crazy. I just call it drowning in sin. Everybody's going to get to the point where they are drowning in their sin. And in my case, man, I was grown. I had a son now. My son was a couple years old. I had problems with my baby mom. I was a problem. And so I didn't get to see my son that much. I was in a very bad place. And like I say, I'd also been a career criminal my whole life, so I had no other option. I got to the point where I had sold drugs so long, I didn't know, and I was also a felon. I was a repeat felon, so I didn't have the ability to cross over. I thought I did not. I did not know how to go about getting out of that life. But at the same time, literally knew that my time was ticking, could literally feel the time ticking on the clock, right? Like, I knew any day it was going to be over for me. And, man, long story short, y'all, I submitted to the Lord. I did not even know what it was at that time. I just knew that everything that I had done in my life, it got me where I was, right? I thought I was so smart. I was a very manipulative individual. I could put a team together. I could put businesses together. I was always putting, you know, trying to get businesses going with dirty money. And it just never went right, right? I was also in the music industry. I'll share that with y'all as well. But everything that I did just did not work out. And in reality, it was only because I was going against the grain of my true calling. And it's never going to work out. I was trying to impose my own will when that's never going to work out. But I did not see it as that. I just seen that I was drowning in my sin. Everything that I had tried to do was not working out. And I literally just wanted God to take the wheel. And I remember I was in my, I locked myself in my little room. And, man, I told God, man, I want you to take the wheel. And from now on, dog, I don't want to think nothing, say nothing, do nothing, act nothing if it ain't of you. I mean, totally, I don't want to do nothing, think nothing, do nothing. I told him, I said, I'm not leaving this room until you tell me what to do and where to go. And I did not realize at the time that I was submitting, which is the first step of salvation, which is what majority of people never do, right? What makes Christianity so hard, right? Now that I'm saved and I understand the word, that's what's called the crucifixion of the flesh, right? That's what's called dying to self.
Yeah.
And it's actually the first step. And unfortunately, this is why most people need to hit rock bottom to truly find Christ. Because you need to get to where you don't like your flesh no more. You don't want nothing to do with the person who got you here, right? You know that your own heart is desperately wicked, right? You know that your own will is dirty and never going to work, right? So it's really dope how it happened for me without even realizing what I was doing. And I totally submitted, y'all. And I'm telling y'all, I woke up the next day brand new, completely brand new instantaneously. I could not get enough of the word. I dove into the word, man. I would read the word 8, 10, 12 hours a day. I could not get enough of it. Now, there were still things in my life that God was ironing out, right? Like, I was a crazy weed head as well. I thought I needed it for, you know, I had a lot of guilt from the things that I had done in the streets, so it was hard for me to sleep at night. I thought I had anxiety, right? A lot of things that we use for excuses for that type of stuff. So when I did get delivered, when God did deliver me from that, I realized that that was probably causing a lot of that. right? The anxiety was probably caused by the tree, you know what I'm saying, instead of being helped by the tree. The Lord delivered me from guilt of my past. That was real hard to deal with. I'm definitely a testimony of the Lord forgives all and he forgives in total. It was actually hard for me to deal with for the first couple of years that God was really wiping my slate clean. Like, it was hard for me to understand that I was forgiven and that I could be forgiven and that it was just cool, that it was just okay, right? But, yeah, I'm here to tell anybody, man, whatever you've done, it probably ain't worse than me, and God can forgive you, and he does have a plan for you. So it's really crazy. After that, man, you know, I just started pursuing God, started doing music. I gave up music. That's another side of my testimony I can share with y'all later. I was in the music industry as well, in the secular music industry. And so when I first got saved, I gave up rap because I didn't think I could rap Christian rap, right? No offense, I thought Christian rap was corny. You know what I'm saying? I was always a hard rapper. I didn't think I could, you know, rap for God. It just didn't make sense for me. So I gave it up. Just to find out, you know, about almost a year later, he started giving me, you know, ideas of how to rap the way that I rap, you know what I'm saying, and to use my testimony, and to, that's where the whole Bible with the beam came, is that I'll give y'all a quick example that as I started digging into the word, I started, once I found who Christ really was, and praise God, the Holy Spirit revealed all things, you know, all you really need is a pure submitted relationship with the Lord. And the Holy Spirit reveal all things through Scripture, man. He really will. And I had a very clear understanding of who Christ was, you know, the Word of God. And I began to be really frustrated with what I seen in the church, right? And I don't want to use the church. I'm going to have to say the fake churches, a lot of the fake bodies. You know, there's the bride, and then there's the whore. And unfortunately, she looked just like the bride. Right, she talks like the bride, she walks like the bride, she dresses like the bride, but she's not. And I became very frustrated with her. And the people who claim, and what happened was I started using my old lifestyle to address my lifestyle as a Christian, right? I used to tell my baby mama at the time, who's my wife now, praise God, was like, you know, I'd be in the Word and I'd come out, you know what I'm saying? And, y'all, when I say I was in the Word, I would literally just be in my room for hours at a time and literally only come out to get something to eat, to get something to drink, to go to the bathroom. So when I would come out, I would just have a new revelation and I'd be tripping on my wife like, yo, man, it's so crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Christians want to claim Christ, but they don't really want to ride for him, right? They really don't want to ride all the way. Like, everybody will go to a certain point, and then they want to get out the car, right? They'll only ride until it's uncool. They'll only ride until they don't fit in. They will only ride until it's politically incorrect. They will only ride until they don't fit in with the world, so on and so forth, right? Or they'll only ride until the word don't align with their personal wants and goals in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I started realizing, you know, Christ really needs some riders. They're really need for this remnant to rise up. It's really going to end up looking more like an army. You know, the remnant that we see in the Bible is going to be much more like an army. And I realized that we always talk about how, yo, man, the end times got to be soon because it's so dark out here in the world, right? It's so dark, wickedness is just overtaking the country and the world, which is probably true, but it does say that no man will know. And what I noticed is, I think it probably had the wickedness and the darkness that we see taking over the world and the country probably has a lot more to do with the body not doing their job. I know when I was growing up, I can say 100% that I'm a product of my mother's and my grandmother's prayers. And y'all know that when we was younger, they was them old heads that was sitting in church after it was over in prayer. We know them old heads was at home in prayer for that whole neighborhood, not just their own personal wants and desires, right? They was praying for that whole neighborhood. They was getting it in. We had them old heads who understood spiritual warfare. And I feel like we've lost that with the newer generation, right? And a matter of fact, it's even worse than that. Not only do we not see as much of the prayer warriors, but we also see the body looking more like the world, right? Not only is they not getting it in prayer, they more trying to be like the world, look like the world, and fit in with the world. So I believe that, yeah, that has a lot to do with the darkness. That's our job, to create the resistance. The devil don't sleep, right? The enemy does not sleep. They don't go to bed at night. And they is always on their job, right? They is always on their job. I'll give you an example of what happened, man, for a testimony, man. So when I first got saved, I had anger issues was the only other thing. After I was delivered from weed, the only thing I still struggled with was anger, right? I was a wild dude, man. I was always a really wild dude. I was always a pop off the hinges type of dude. I dealt with anger and rage, right? Like, most of my stuff as a shorty was fueled by rage, and I was mad at the world. And that manifested through violence, and I wasn't a great communicator. Everything would just go to violence with me, right? So whenever I got saved, I noticed that, okay, first of all, I'm in North Carolina now, right? So coming out of Miami to North Carolina, it was a culture shock for Sholi. Like, out here, everybody thinks they tough, but there's not really real tough things going on like that, per se, compared to where I'm from, right? Put it this way, where I'm from, you can't act tough for 5 minutes without getting into it. Out here, you could act tough for your whole life and never really might not have to back it up, right? So you don't really have the everybody walking around acting tough thing. So that would bother me when I would be out and about. If somebody grilled me, I'd pop off. If somebody tried me, I would pop off. I wasn't good at the forgiveness at first, right? And the love of Christ. You know what I'm saying? I was not operating in the love of Christ. And so one time I took my family. It was my wife, her best friend, her best friend's daughter, and my son. So I took them to a fair out here. And, man, long story short, I got in a fight with a parking attendant, man. That's how crazy it was. Just popped off into some little back and forth to a full-blown fight. And when I came home, y'all, I remember I was so embarrassed. My son was young, and I'm sitting here trying to be a Christian. I'm supposed to be a Christian. And my very young son, you know, I'm showing the opposite of what a man is supposed to be. And I was so hurt. And this is happening over and over. I was so hurt and humiliated and bothered and crushed by, like, man, how am I ever going to be the man that I'm supposed to do if I can't keep my anger under control, if I can't be the love of Christ like I'm supposed to and I'm actually being the opposite. Man, I fell down on my face, man. I cried out to the Lord, man. I told him, you have to take this gangster off me, right? This one thing is holding me back, this chip on my shoulder, this gangster edge that I got. I don't know how to get rid of it. Like, you have to take this off of me. And I'm going to tell you something amazing, y'all. One of the first times I heard his voice, one of the three times that I heard his voice audibly in the most powerful, loud, but yet calming way, he said, I need that. Stand up. And it was amazing. I instantly understood what he meant. Well, I understood what he meant with the I need that. The stand up part was funny because I thought that he meant stand up because I was on the ground. I thought he meant literally stand up. And it was such a piece right. It was such a piece that overcame me, you know what I'm saying? That, yeah, I stood up, I felt great, I understood what he meant. See, and that's where I got this whole thing I just explained to y'all about the darkness in the world. We are supposed to stand against that. And it's going to take a certain gangster. It took a certain gangster for Moses to step to Pharaoh. It took a certain gangster for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to say, throw me in that fire, homie, I don't care. It took a very gangster for Daniel to be like, yo, man, throw me them lions. And what, dog, I don't care. It was very gangster for David to stand up Goliath. On and on and on. I know y'all see what I'm saying here. Paul was probably the most gangster human being on earth. I mean, on and on and on. It takes a certain level of gangster to really walk this walk like you're supposed to. I tell people all the time, most people don't realize that only one disciple died of natural causes. And they died very brutal, horrible deaths. They was murdered brutally, painfully, brutally. Scary deaths these people suffered. And I also want people to know that them 12 and many of the other apostles and prophets knew when they signed up for this, that that's what was going to happen to them. And you wonder how many people would sign up today if they knew that if that's what they was looking at, right? Christ was asked what it's like to come to him. He said, bruh, you better count your cost, dog, of coming over here, man. Right? He said, you better count your cost and make sure you know what you're dealing with. He compared it to a king with 10,000 going against a king with 20,000. And how many people would jump into that fight? How many people would be like, oh, 10,000 against 20,000, that's my type of fight, dog. You know? So I realized what he meant. And now, as I've grown, I see the world changing. I even understand what the stand meant. And that's why I was just explaining about the remnant is going to look more like an army. Slowly and slowly, Christians are going to become more and more persecuted in this country. It's going to get harder and harder to make that stand that's going to be necessary to represent the name of Jesus Christ and the true bride like she's supposed to look. So, yeah, man, it's going to take a certain gangster to make that stand, dog. And that's where, you know, the being with the Bible came from, the understanding the spiritual warfare is what's missing out of a lot of the community, man, realizing that we are in a war and that most people's Christianity is harder than it needs to be. On the song Animal, my verse on the song Animal, word for word, just broke down what that fight is that you have to realize that you want to fight. And as long as you embrace that fight, when the storm comes, you're not going to be so quick to backslide. You're not going to be so quick to be like, oh, man, this is too difficult for me. You know, I ain't know it's going to be like this. You know, most people, when they get saved, they get that first storm come, and they wasn't ready for it. They thought everything was going to be sunshine and roses, man. You know what I'm saying? When they got saved. And it's not. It's really a war. The battle just started. When you was with Satan, he was cool with you, dog. You was rocking with him, man. I know me personally, I was probably his right-hand man. I was putting in a gang of work for him. But the minute you switch sides, now it's a problem, dog. And he's going to get at you, dog. And he knows every weakness. Right? He knows every weakness. He knows everything that your flesh loves. And you're really going to have to go to war, really, unfortunately, with your flesh. You know, the war is going to be with your flesh, man, with yourself, with your own sinful desires, man, and fleshly desires. But, yeah, if people recognize that this is a war, it'd be a lot easier. So I say all that to say this. I feel like two things. I feel like my past helped me and kind of gave me an unfair advantage. So that's why I've been given a lot more grace and patience with other Christians that I see that is struggling with their walk. Number one, Christ told us to be like that. Christ told us that only few would be that would find. So that means the real ones is going to be few. And he said many would be that would say, didn't I do this and didn't I do that in your name? And he say, turn from me, I never knew you. And many people will be falling victim to the doctrines of devils and the tickling their ears and stuff like that. So, I mean, he told us it's going to be like that, number one. And number two, it's not easy for everybody to just step into a war, you know, especially a spiritual war that they can't see. So I feel like my past definitely gave me a little leg up. So I understood when he said, I need that, you know, so he needed that gangster was going to help me on his side. If I could just apply that attitude to why I used to hate people, love people that hard. It's a lot harder to love. It's a lot harder to do the right thing than it is the wrong thing. And, yeah, I wrote a verse behind that. I said, forgive me for my gangster. And he said he needed that. The warrior heart of his people, he needed back. He gave them all weaponry, but never see them strapped. And the devil been beating on his people who's swinging back. And that's sort of where my stance is with that, man. The devil don't sleep, man. He needs some people. The Lord need that King David heart to come back in his people and start swinging back, man. And that's where the Bible with the beam and the whole warfare came from. The whole Christ gang movement.
Amen. Well, we do have your song called Real for Life in queue. So we're going to go ahead and get into that right now. You guys, if you are now tuning in and dialing in with us, Diamond from Hog Moth is our guest, and this is his first song of the night called Real for Life. Check it out.
Yeah. for life, the mindset. We putting in work, you ain't on the grind yet. Control the side, ain't made up your mind yet. Mindset, real for life, and we'll be what I real. Yeah, real for life, the mindset. We putting in work, you ain't on the grind yet. Control the side, ain't made up your mind yet. Mindset, real for life, and we'll be what I real. Yeah, Nimble, BBD Alliance, heart of a lion, ready to go to war with a giant. Yeah, it's real for life, and better know that I am my brother's keeper, cause I ain't gon' sharpen iron. It's MOB and we be riding foot OG and we be sliding on enemy, but they be hiding. And that's on me, they gon' be beat soon as we find them. Folk G-O-D and he know me be a G until I'm dying. Yeah, real for life, the state of mind, putting in work. 25-8, I got a crazy grind. Lanes ain't on it the same, wanna hate on mine. Haters gonna hate anyway, go ahead and waste your time. War going on, dog, gotta take a side. Better grab your steel, jump in that battlefield, you can't survive. Real life mob, finna show you how them gangsters ride. Ops on the run, them demons looking for a place to hide. World for life, the mindset, we putting in work. You ain't on the grind yet, control the side, ain't made up your mind yet. Mindset, real for life, them will be what I real. Yeah, world for life, the mindset, we putting in work. You ain't on the grind yet, control the side, ain't made up your mind yet. My set, real for life, MOB what I real. Plugged into the OG, boy, I'm already on. You know me, it's MOB, till I'm dead and gone. Forever stepping with my weapon, got my metal on. Riding for the OG, homie, we about to set it all. Now what you know about? It ain't work if you never rolling out. We rolling out. If you ain't know, you finna know it now. We waging war on the enemy and it's going down, going down. Yeah, we riding on the opposition, on a mission. I spot a op and I gotta get it. The OG told me for surely it ain't no competition. I'm rocking with them until I drop, I'll be mobbing with them. It's MOB, the ministry of brotherhood. I am my brother's keeper and I ain't till my brother's good. Ain't gotta be said, it's already understood. It's real for life, I'm just trying to tell you something good. Yeah, real for life, the mindset, we putting in work. You ain't on the grind yet, control the side, ain't made up your mind yet. Mindset, real for life, them will be what I real. Yeah, real for life, the mindset, we putting in work. You ain't on the grind yet, control the side, ain't made up your mind yet. My set, real for life, them will be what I real. Yeah.
Did y'all enjoy that track by our guest Diamond called Real for Life? You can find that video and that song on digital platforms, and the YouTube video, I mean the music video, is on YouTube as we speak right here, right now. Diamond, man, have you enjoyed yourself tonight, bro?
Absolutely, man. I appreciate y'all.
Man, I can't wait for Friday. You dove right into your testimony. We loved every bit of it. We had a great conversation about the VP stops in Cincinnati, Senator Scott, and the whole racist America thing, and the president's first speech. So we covered our topics on tonight. So it's only right that we ask you, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Right now, I just have Instagram. It's dymond.hogmob, HOGMOB. Yeah, I was just
Amen.
Shut down,
and,
brother. They just shut me down at like 14K a couple months ago, so I had to start over.
Amen. How was that? Because I know at 14K, that's a lot of people first and foremost, and then for them to like delete your page and like some people
right.
get so caught up that they don't even want to start another page. So, like, was there ever, like, a second thought? Like, man, I'm not starting another page. I'm just going to make videos. Like,
Yeah, it was. It's crazy, man. I never did social media to begin with. Seven really had to rob me about getting one. It's just I be so busy and have so many things going on that, also I work a regular job as well, man. I have a family, and I have other ministries going on as well. So it's tough keeping up with everything. So, yeah, it was, man. It was real hard, man. I mean, I guess somehow I've wound up on the hit list because, yeah, they just did it completely out the blue, never responded to me. I sent them about an email a day for about a month. Yeah, never got back to me, never let me know why, never give me any reasoning. Yeah, it was crazy. So, yes, I definitely thought because I'm like, man, it could probably just shut me down again. But I'm just going to open up other avenues, you know what I'm saying, to get people over to. I'll probably start try to start a website soon and get everybody, you know, as a backup or something in case they try to shut me down again. But, yeah, it was tough, man. It was tough, and it take a lot of time. So, yeah, and that's also why I haven't started another, like a Facebook or anything else like that, man, because it take enough time just keeping up with the IG. But yeah, it was a blow, man, but. You know, it's our job, man. Once again, man, it's a fight, bro. We up against, you know what I'm saying, forces that don't want us to get the word of God out, man. So
right.
It's our job to continue pushing, man, continue pushing.
Amen. Well, we do appreciate you for stopping by Candy Combos tonight. It will be me and you one-on-one Friday night at 9 o'clock on the KS Radio Show, and we will play more of your music on Friday night. And get more of your testimony, get more of your, you know, your 2021 goals as an individual, as a man, and even as a part of Hog Mall. And, yeah, I just enjoyed tonight. Martin the Greatest, did you enjoy tonight?
Oh, man, tonight was a treat, bro. You know, we normally get to, you know, have our fun. We get angry. We do our rant. And you know, this is in between, you know, in the middle type of show, you know, we don't try to get too preachy on here, but I mean, we do like let the spirit move, and I think the spirit did move tonight. But you know, hey, y'all know if y'all want to follow me, it's more than the greatest everywhere on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, well, not TikTok, Snapchat, you know, where more than the greatest, one word. And look, you know, we'll see y'all next Tuesday, and we still got big news. You want to tune in every week because you don't know when we're going to drop it. We have it in a clip. Now, last week I said Licio and Tavy don't know, but guess what? Now they know. So if they know, then you're going to be next to know. So you got to tune in every week, though, because you never know when we're going to drop it because we got it in a clip. We're going to keep it in the clip. Because we want to keep y'all on your toes. But until then, until next Tuesday, y'all make sure y'all pray, hustle, and don't be afraid to have Candy Con rules. More than the greatest. I'm out.
Amen. Tavy, how can people follow you on social media? Because, you know, you're one of the hosts on the show.
Yes. Well, you can follow me on Instagram, which is Tavy So Wavy. Also on Facebook. My regular one is Octavia Jordan, but you can go on my artist page, which is Tavy on Facebook, and also Twitter, which is Official Tavy, and also TikTok and more. So, yeah.
Amen.
That's how you can get me. Mm-hmm.
Amen. We do want to thank our sponsors on tonight, Eve's Garden, Rosalind Smith Counseling, as well as ShalomSheet.com. Gloria Shalom actually made the flyer. Hopefully you guys love the flyer because she did a fantastic job.
Wow,
you can hear
fire.
More. You can hear more from Diamond this upcoming Friday, which is the 7th. So put it on your calendar. If you haven't seen the flyer, definitely jump on my Instagram or my Facebook page, and you can share it, like it, and so forth. But Diamond will be a guest on the KS Radio Show Friday night at 9 o'clock, same time. So you guys, you got a treat for Diamond by my man, Big Dane from Dayton, Ohio. So we're going to close the show out with Dane featuring Rapture Ready with Crazy, because Satan does some crazy things, but whatever he does is going to fail, and every suggestion is going to be invalid. Everything he does is going to be, you know, negated and reflected, because we are protected by the armor of God, and we are God's children, and we are change agents and world changers. So here is Big Dane featuring Rapture Ready with Crazy. And you guys, we'll see you guys on Friday night. Same number, same place. Let's get it. You guys have a great night. And don't forget, don't be late to work tomorrow, you guys. Much love, peace, and good night. Here's Crazy. Check it out.
They know beats.
I just like the sound.
say we got grace. That's what we do, casting demons on the day. They know it's true, catch us praying for you. And with my crew, and you know it's going down. We got the juice, and yo, they say we going crazy. That's what we do, casting demons on the day. They know it's true, catch us praying for you. And with my crew, and you know it's going down. We got the juice.
So you know I'm going psycho. Be a light in a dark world. Let Christ be the light pole. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's your God's survival. Last line went overhead, so put your eyes on the Bible. War with us to get intense. Satan soft like chick flick. Once smoke like an incense. Out of breath, you won't rinse sprint. Stay in check with you thought. Praise lifted to the roof off. Satan trying to make us backslide. Michael Jackson with the moonwalk. Satan started, we gon' finish it. War cries, are you listening? Spirit war with mortal people that shale kind, I'ma finish them. Chop them down to diminish them. Condemnation is a sentencing. Toss world like full of heat, get no treat, no replenishing. Still amazed, cause he kept me. Yo, he's my refuge, my safety. He's my father, and I'm his baby. His love is so unchanging, but it changed me. Excuse me while I turn up, because they say we got grace. That's what we do, casting demons on the day. They know it's true, catch us praying for you. And with my crew, and you know it's going down. We got the juice, and yo, they say we going crazy. That's what we do, casting demons on the day. They know it's true, catch us praying for you. And with my crew, and you know it's going down. We got the juice, got the
juice. Fly guys, yeah, five guys, doing drive-bys for the soul cry. If the Nas right, then let's ride. So I'm suited up, it's time to ride. Said he was crazy, brought a sword to a gunfight. Was sayonara sin, I guess I'm going samurai. Grabbing straight jacket, boy, I'm about to spaz out. Little gorilla, when they see that boy, ape out. Thought I was crazy when they see me bring them K's out. This King James version, hit him with the D and thou. Sticking the reins, probably insane, boy, I need cage. Met a man from Galilee, my whole life changed. Set me free, deliver me, and now my life saved. No jail, still so.
No chains, no chains, bro.
That's what we do, casting demons on the day. They know it's true, catch us praying for you. And with my crew, and you know it's going down. We got the juice,
and yo, they say we going crazy.
That's what we do, casting demons on the day. They know it's true, catch us praying for you. And with my crew, and you know it's going down.